London Calling. David here. I'm very fond of that old-fashioned American baseball term, hot stove league. The analogy isn't perfect, but it's maybe close enough. This podcast is sort of the London Walks equivalent of American baseball hot stove league action. And for anybody who doesn't know the term, well, Google's your friend. We sometimes get asked, what if there aren't enough people on a London walk? Do you cancel it? Answer one is, there's no such thing as not enough people on a London walk. Well, zero people is not enough people. But even if there's no one on the walk, we often sort of don't cancel. True, the guide doesn't walk around talking to himself. But if he or she is the only one there, well, if you're a guide, where you do your walk, that's your garden. You're there. More often than not, you'll do what a gardener does. Tend your garden. Go over some of the ground. Try to look at it afresh. See if there's something you've missed. Something you can add to it. So, answer two is London Walks never cancels for the bad faith, spurious reason there aren't enough people. Our attitude is if one person turns up for a London walk, that walker has kept his end of the bargain. We're going to keep our end. The walk goes ahead. That said, we have, because of COVID now, for the first time in our long, long history, over half a century, London Walks has been giving walking tours. For the first time in our long history, we've gone over to a booking scheme. There are all kinds of advantages to it, not least, of course, the fit it gives us with government regulations. We have to be able to track and trace. And beyond that, if, for example, somebody has to leave a walk early and they've inadvertently at that last stop they were on left their umbrella leaning against a fence, say, well, we can contact them, get their brolly back to them. Also important, the booking scheme does mean that if no one has booked for a walk, we can, at the last moment, pull it. Well, about an hour before its listed starting time. Stand it down, pull it, and let the guide know no one has booked to go on the walk. And as a consequence of that, they don't have to head in, don't have to sink time and money into coming in for a walk that's not going to have any walkers on it. Straight talking here, it's especially important these days that it's never been more important to do whatever we can for our guides, not ask them to black hole time and money getting to a walk nobody signed up for. And I think fair dues here. The other side of that coin is if only one person books and then has a change of heart, we very much hope they'll let us know so we can let the guide know. Stand the guide down. Anyway, this morning, Sunday, December 13th, there were just two people on the Hampstead Walk. Four people had booked, but only two of the four showed up. For the record, the no-shows didn't let us know that they wouldn't be coming. Would have been better if they had, just as a courtesy. But they didn't. C'est la vie. Some people are more considerate than others. Anyway, yes, I did have two people on the walk. Mariam from Estonia, though she's lived in London for 15 years, which makes Mariam from Estonia a Londoner, really. And Chris from Liverpool. Well, originally from Northern Ireland, but Chris now lives in Liverpool. Anyway, whether this is tending is an overlooked point. Namely, that the unsung heroes of a London walk are our walkers. And one of the great joys of being a London Walks guide is that you get to meet some wonderful people you'd never in a million years meet, were it not for the London Walk that's brought you together. And it's by no means just a case of guide meeting walkers. It's no less a case of walkers meeting walkers. And sometimes, and okay, it doesn't happen that often, but there have been, over the years, a few four-leaf clover events, as I call them. Namely, wait for it, people meeting their future spouse on a London walk. Mostly those are walker-walker matchups, but on a couple of occasions, most recently our James Bond guide, Justin, they've been guide-walker encounters that have led to wedding bells. Yes, Justin met his future wife on a London walk. Absolutely delightful, that. And the thing is, when the groups are very small, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, you can really get to know one another. It's got the high-octane sociability quotient of a fun dinner party. Happened this morning. Found out lots of good stuff about Tallinn, the capital of Estonia, from Miriam. And as for Chris, well, what a guy. When I found out where Chris had been just prior to pitching up to go on the Hampstead Walk, I got the camera out and said, Chris, would you mind telling our podcast audience what you got up to before heading up here to go on this 11 a.m. Sunday morning Hampstead Walk? So here's Chris. And let me just say, before I hand the mic to him, that this morning was pretty grim. It was cold, it was wet, it was gray. It was a gets-right-into-you chilly December Sunday morning in Hampstead. And you just might bear in mind that it's always a degree or two cooler in Hampstead than it is down in central London. There's less heat thrown off from the buildings and motor vehicles. And Hampstead's up on the northern heights. The air is thinner and, yes, a little bit colder. I take people to the summit on that walk. At that point, you are 435 feet and 7 inches above sea level. Or to get that into perspective, when we're standing there, up on the roof of London, the soles of our shoes are 16 feet and 7 inches. I said to Miriam from Estonia, that would have been about 5.5 meters to you when you first came to London. The soles of our shoes are 16 feet and 7 inches above the top of the cross on top of the dome of St. Paul's Cathedral. So break out the oxygen masks. We're up in the airways. The fact that it's a degree or so colder in Hampstead is, of course, the reason why the first bodies of water to freeze over on a really cold day are always the 2 dozen ponds up on Hampstead Heath. Anyway, yes, Walker Chris from Liverpool. I've kept him waiting. Here's how Chris warmed up for his Hampstead walk.
Yeah, so, well, this is Chris.
Hi, I'm Chris,
Who's about to go on my Hampstead walk on Sunday
Hampstead
morning.
Walk. It's got to be the only walk, pretty much, that I've not really done in London, to be honest. I've done a lot of your walks.
And where were you, Chris, an hour or so ago?
Well, I went over to the Heath, had a little jog around, and had a swim in the men's pond, Highgate men's pond.
How long were you in?
Probably about 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
Third day in a row. Friday, Saturday, today being Sunday.
Was it a bit chilly?
It was very cold. It was 5.4 degrees. I'd recommend it to anyone. You feel amazing. And for the rest of the day, you'll be absolutely bombproof.
And I'm guessing that you were the only person in there. Is that right?
No, there's about 40 guys there.
40 guys?
Busiest I've seen it. Not in the water, but maybe 10 in the water at once. Yeah.
My goodness.
There was some screaming and some noises, yeah.
And Chris, where are you from? Are you a Londoner?
I'm from Liverpool, actually.
You're a Liverpudlian. Fantastic.
Originally from Northern Ireland.
Fantastic. I was just going to ask you, will you go swimming?
But recommend it to anyone, honestly. Just do it. I saw an iPlayer, never done anything like that in my life, never done cold water swimming. Just do it.
You've inspired me. I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Absolutely inspirational. And over the next 2 hours, found out about Chris's profession. He's an engineer. Found out about his big old Victorian house in Liverpool. We did the usual compare house price exercise. Found out that just a couple of months ago, he wasn't sure he'd ever walk again. So yes, absolutely inspirational. He is going for a run on Hampstead Heath and then a swim in the men's bathing pond on December 13th. And even got a neat lesson about recommended time in the water in relation to the water temperature. Chris said, the rule of thumb is a minute for every degree above freezing. Well, the water temperature was 5 degrees. That indicated 5 minutes. Chris was in for 8 minutes. We swapped stories about distance swimmers and winter swimmers. I told him Corinna, a London Walks colleague, a London Walks guide, swims in that women's pond up there every single morning, year-round. First thing in the morning. Fond memory of speaking with her on the blower a couple of years ago. It was a bitterly cold day. I said to her, Corinna, did you really? Corinna's a wonderfully eccentric lovey, a thesp, an actor. So sure enough, she replied, of course I did, darling. It's terribly good for me. I said, Corinna, on a morning like this, how long are you actually in the water? Only about 10 minutes. And on that note, I'm going to close out this London day, put this London Walks day to bed. A small, very select group on my London Walk today, but all the same, my London Walks day was a very good London Walks day, largely due to my two new companions up in Hampstead this morning, my Estonian and Liverpudlian London Walkers. Good night, all. Keep well. Stay safe.